You went to the University of Oklahoma.
I'd been offered this scholarship in the journalism school through Caroline Copeland, who had been my teacher, Will Rogers, one of those teachers I truly loved. When I got over there, I was looking for two things. Did I like the school? And I did. But the second thing was, is there going to be some work over here? Because I would have to work to go to university. And as it turned out, I realized that there were not jobs really available except doing work in the fraternity houses or the sorority houses. And they had to get on a list, I'm sure. So I came back and decided that I would volunteer to take my active duty. But then I was given this scholarship by the Sertoma Club, a $200 scholarship, which would pay a semester at the University of Tulsa. So I thought, well, gosh, nobody in my family had ever gone to college. I thought maybe I ought to go ahead and start. So I did, and I was able to get a job. A longtime Tulsan, he ran an employment agency in Tulsa, Bobby Likem Employment Agency. He got me an interview with Mr. Barnett at Brookside State Bank, and I'm sure they're still in banking somewhere here, that family. I had bought a car for $90. It was a 34 Chevrolet. I like to call it a late 34 Chevrolet. It had been a bootlegger's car. I bought it for $90 and then had to fix it up and paint it and so on. And I never will forget going out to apply for that job because I needed a job badly. Drove out there in that car, parked it on the west side of Peoria, right across from Brookside State Bank. If you go out to Brookside Bank now, you know, it's the same building and all, but it's been added on to, and the arrangement is a little bit different. But the president's desk was right out there by the windows. And I never forget Mr. Barnett. He interviewed me for this job. I gave him my letter of introduction from the Likem agency. He sat there. He said, well, Mr. Fallis, I see where you live over here on East Archer, 2800 block of East Archer. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, that's quite a distance from out here at Brookside. He said, you realize you'd have to be here every day if you're going to post those books. We post them in the evening, you know. And I said, well, yes, sir, I do. He said, do you have transportation? And I said, yes, sir. And there it is parked right out there. And he looked at it and he laughed. He said, will it make it? I said, he'll make it. So he gave me a job, and I appreciated that. I then worked at Brookside State Bank throughout my undergraduate work at the University of Tulsa. With that money, I was able to pay some rent at home and go to school, taking general courses except for the journalism. And I had no idea about a law school until one day I was in my third year at the University of Tulsa. Bill Northcutt, a good friend of mine, and Jim Poe, another good friend of mine, one of the two of them, maybe both of them, I think it was Bill. I said, buddy, you going to go to law school? I said, law school? You know, I hadn't planned on it. Why? He said, Wes Fry, the court clerk for Tulsa County, is hiring guys, and he likes to hire people who are going to go to law school or in law school because it's good experience in his mind for them to get the courtroom to see what's going on in the courts. I said, well, that's fine. Why? He said, well, get down there real quick. He said, are you registered to vote? I said, no, not yet. He said, well, go register and be sure and register Democrat, because Wes Fry was a big Democrat. He said, go down there and be interviewed. He said, it's a good deal. You know, you work all day long and you go to night law school. But he said, since you're in your senior year, you could take what they call the combined course, where your first year of law school would also apply on your last year of your degree, or your undergraduate degree. So I thought about it. I thought, why would I go to law school? You know, no lawyers and family, anything like that. And then I thought, might as well give it a shot. Did register and went down there. And Wes Fry, he was another man that helped me along in my life. He was a man that was confined to a wheelchair because of a sniper bullet that he took on an island in the Pacific. But Wes gave me a job. So I then finished up my third year at TU on campus, undergraduate work, then started the law school, which then was just downtown here from this building down on Cincinnati near 6th Street there. It was strictly a night school, so you had to go 4 years and 2 summers. So I continued to work at the courthouse during that time, and even for a period of time, continued night posting when I could. I don't think banking has a night posting now, but in those days, night posting, the big posting machines that you run, it's got a keyboard, and you had to put in all checks, all deposits, and post them on the customer statement. So I had two jobs for a while there and continued to work all through law school at the courthouse.
What year did you graduate from law school?
In 1960.